Zuma says commission leader Judge Raymond Zondo is biased and is a stooge of his political enemy and successor, President Cyril Ramaphosa.
As far as I am aware, there is no such evidence.
Prince Mashele is director of South Africa's Center for Politics and Research.
And I think there isn't, because even the person who's making the allegations, that is Jacob Zuma himself, has failed to produce evidence.
He says Zuma is trying to poison several key institutions.
He is trying to delegitimize the judiciary so that in the eyes of society, the judiciary is viewed as being biased and unfair against himself, Jacob Zuma. That's the first institution he wants to attack. The second institution is that of the state as a whole. The fact that he goes for the state president, accusing him of having collected bribes in order to win the elections in the ANC, he wants to delegitimize the president as someone who committed fraud all the way to the union buildings. So essentially, Jacob Zuma is trying to create a political crisis in order to escape his legal troubles.
Constitutional law expert Professor Pierre de Vos says going by the letter of the law, Zuma must go to jail if he refuses to testify.
If you are any person, whether you are a former president or whether you're somebody who has been ordered by the court to pay maintenance for your child, if you don't obey the court order, you are basically attacking the whole system, and it could lead to the collapse of the system. So it's very dangerous.
If any normal citizen flagrantly defied a court order, says De Vos, that person would already be in jail. But, of course, Zuma's not a normal citizen. He remains a leading member of the ruling party and still commands immense loyalty and support around the country, especially in his home province, KwaZulu-Natal, where his son, Edward Zuma, has told national TV his father will never appear before any commission.
Whatever decisions law enforcement agencies take, if ever they would want to arrest, incarcerate and or imprison the former president, well, we are waiting for them, and we'll definitely give them a tough time in executing their duties if ever they take that particular decision.
Mashele asks, given this ongoing defiance in the Zuma camp and its threats, what's the point of the ANC's top six meeting Zuma?
He thinks that the ANC leadership is very weak. So this is a useless meeting in my view. Zuma has no respect for the ANC leadership, which is why he's attacking the party's president in that statement that he released yesterday.
The analyst says Zuma clearly believes he's too powerful to ever go to prison, both for refusing to testify at the inquiry and for the alleged corruption he committed when he was president.
We have a situation currently where you have an ex-president who is basically giving the state or our constitutional democracy the middle finger. He says to our constitutional system, there is nothing you can do to me.
Civil society groups are demanding that Zuma's bluff be called to show South Africans there's rule of law in the country, not rule by intimidation, subterfuge and political gameplay. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.